Take your Bibles, go to 1 John chapter 4. Tonight we're going to talk about the love of God. And obviously we've been talking a lot about it this Christmas season because it's the time we've chosen to celebrate the coming of Jesus, the Messiah, the Savior of all mankind. And we're going to talk about God's love. And love, what a powerful word. The deep affection that one has towards another. Love is the foundation of commitment and loyalty. Love is the foundation of any relationship that we have, not just with our parents and our siblings and our friends, but with our church members. Love is the foundation of everything. The foundation of our relationship with God is love, because our relationship was born out of love. You know, in our world today, love is just a fuzzy feeling that you get when you like somebody. But we know, and we are going to see from this passage tonight, that love is much more than a feeling. Love is something that we do. And praise the Lord that God didn't just say He loved us, but He did something to show us that He loved us. And I am so grateful for the Lord. So tonight we're going to look at some truths about God's love, and we're going to see how we can apply them to our lives. First thing that we're going to deal with is God loved me first. God loved me first. 1 John 4, verse 19. We love Him because He first loved us. And then we're going to jump back up to verse 10. Herein is love, that not that we loved God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sin. Before I was on this earth, before God formed the world, He loved me. God, His foreknowledge, He knew. And what's so wonderful about the Lord is we think that even when man in the garden, we messed up. You know what God did immediately? He gave us a plan of hope. Genesis 3:15, the seed of the woman was going to bruise the serpent's head. And He gave us hope. Because He loved me. He loved me from the beginning, even before I came around. So there's no way that I could love God first. Why? Because in verse 8 it says, God is love. So without God, I really don't have true love. Because the Lord, God, He is true love. And so for all of us, even before we came to Christ at salvation, we didn't have love. We didn't have God. And so without God, we can't even show love, because in verse 7, he says, you know, John's saying, beloved brethren, let us love one another. Well, without God, we can't love. No one can. And so God loved me first. I didn't love Him. And I was talking to the young people this morning out of Psalm 139, and the first thing David said, he said, Thou hast searched me and known me. And God, He sought us out. God's learned to know me. He learned me because He cares for me. And, you know, all those years ago, all the way back when God had His plan for, you know, for Christ to die, He did it for me. And I'm so grateful for that. One of the most unworthy people of all, God made a plan for me to be saved for myself because He loved me. Second, God's love, it gives. And that's important for us to know. Love gives. Love is giving. Let's look at verse 9. In this was manifest the love of God toward us, because that He sent His only begotten Son into the world that we might live through Him. Verse 10. Herein is love, that we love God, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for our sins. Verse 14. And we have seen and do testify that the Father sent the Son to be the Savior of the world. The propitiation, the appeasement. He appeased the wrath of God for my behalf when He went to the cross. He died for our sins. And we've been hearing a lot about this. Jesus on the cross, He said, it is finished. And He completed the work that needed to be done for my sin. He did that for me. There's an old song that I heard when I was younger, and it might be a little bit more Southern gospel-y, but I'm not going to sing it. But the words are really good. Maybe that song was sang in more of those circles, but I wouldn't necessarily consider it a Southern gospel song. But anyways, it's called He Paid the Debt. And I heard this as a young man. He paid the debt he did not owe. I owe a debt I could not pay. I needed someone to wash my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. He paid the debt on Calvary. He saved my soul. He set me free. I'm glad that Jesus washed all my sins away. And now I sing a brand new song, Amazing Grace. Christ Jesus paid the debt that I could never pay. Isn't that wonderful? So not only did God, he send his son to die for us, but he offers us a gift of salvation. And church family, when the moment we depended on the Lord to save us from what I couldn't save myself from, he cleansed me. You know what he gave? He gave me everlasting life. You know what that means? And at that moment, the Holy Spirit indwelled me. And at the moment of salvation, we then become benefactors of God's blessing. And we experiencing all the blessings of God. Blessings like his Holy Spirit that guides us. You know, my ways, my plans, you know, they lead me astray. But when I got saved, God gave me his Holy Spirit because he loved me. And you know what the Holy Spirit does? He guides me. He directs me. God led me to a college where I learned truth. God led me to Martinsville, Indiana, where I met my wife. Praise the Lord. God led me here, where I'm so richly blessed by you all. And God's given me the opportunity to minister. He chose me to do that. God gives me his grace, his enabling power to accomplish his will. And church family, God did that because he loves us. He gives us his grace. His mercies are new every morning. Great is thy faithfulness. We have a faithful God who loves us, who equips us. You can think of Ephesians 6 when he talks about the whole armor of God. God's given us so many things. God's given us the victory. You know, at salvation, I got declared righteous. But you know what? I can live in daily victory over my sin because God equips me to do so. Isn't that such a blessing? Because he loves us, God's love gives. And love gives. Also, we see, second of all, that God's love, it sacrifices. Verse 9, again, and this was manifest, the love of God toward us, because God sent his only begotten Son into the world that we might live through him. We know that Jesus, he came, he lived a perfect life. He died on a cross. He sacrificed everything. In Luke 22:42, saying, Father, if thou be willing, remove this cup from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. Jesus was facing a horrible death. But he said, God, your will be done. And he sacrificed his life. He laid it out for me. So tonight we can look at our response. Out of love we naturally give. This Christmas, for example, a lot of you receive presents, right? How many of you kids got a present from your parents? Yeah, great. I told Bronson, I said, hey, he said he got a drone for Christmas. I said, are you going to let me have it? He's like, no, sir. I thought sharing is caring, right? Sharing is caring. He's not going to share it with me. That's okay. But why do we get gifts? Because it shows that we care. It's an act of love, because love gives. You know, in our world, the words, I love you, just the words themselves don't have any meaning. How do we know somebody loves us? Because they show it in the way they live, in the way they treat, in the way they act towards me. You know, it's not just enough for us to say, I love you. We've got to do it. Love isn't just a word we say. Love's a lifestyle. that gives. So, God gave Jesus' sacrifice. Because he loved me so much, I need to love him. And when I'm loving him, we can obey verse 7. Love one another. I love my neighbor. I love my brethren. God wants us to love. And how do we show God our love? He said, if you love me, keep my commandments. We show God that we love him by obeying. And I love you, Lord. But do we obey him? Do I obey the Lord? We show God we love him by giving him our time, our abilities, our talents, our children, our possessions, our wishes, our plans. You know how we show God we love him? By giving him control, by letting him guide us. Pastor, he mentioned when it comes to giving, we go to God with open hands. God, my children are yours. My time is yours. When's the last time we helped out at church or helped out with an activity? Do we give God our time? Our abilities. God's given us talents. Like the Claggett girls playing their harps for us. Man, that's amazing. And they're letting God use that to bless the church. There's a lot of folks in this building that have talents, that have gifts that God's given you. Do we give them to the Lord to be used for him? He gave us those gifts. Do we show him our love by giving them to him, allowing him to use them through us? Our possessions. Our wishes. You know, I never thought I'd be an assistant pastor anywhere. I kind of wanted to be in the military in high school, and God led me to Baptist College Ministry and put me in a Bible college and grew me, and I'm so thankful. I appreciate the military. I love our veterans. But God knew that military was not for me. And he put me here, and I'm so grateful. Love sacrifices. It puts others before me. Puts God and others before me. You know, I'd say a lot of the crowd in here, obviously there's young people, but someday you're going to get married. In marriage, you got to put the other before yourself. If you're just about taking and about being served, that's not going to work. Christ was a servant. Christ put others before himself. So that's what he wants me to do, is put others before myself. And it's really hard to do because I'm a selfish, sinful man. And apart from the grace of God, I'm trouble. And I need God's grace. So love, it sacrifices me time for other people. Parents, do we spend time with our kids? You know, sometimes I know after a long day at work, you know, baby's crying, and sometimes you want to seclude yourself and just relax because work is tense sometimes. But we can't check out at home, dads. Sometimes we got to sacrifice relaxation to minister to our children and to our wives and wives to our kids and into your husbands. Love is a sacrifice. Love is a giving. It's an offering of yourself to put others first. Oliver was due on Christmas Eve. He was born November 4th. He was born a little early. And my wife had blood pressure that was 200 over 112. And for those of you who don't know anything about blood pressure, that's really high and dangerous. And even after she had Oliver, she still had blood pressure issues and she couldn't do anything. For one, she had a C-section. She couldn't hardly walk. Her experience was really rough. And so I had to do all of the laundry and the dishes, which is fine. I gladly did it to be a blessing to my wife. But one thing I remember is when you're going through trials, we all know you find out who your friends are when you're in the dark. When you're going through the hard time, you find out the people who love you, who care for you. And I remember that some of our friends, really busy, had a busy schedule. They had just recently gone through a rough time. And you young kids won't understand this because you don't necessarily have to plan meals and cook. But I remember they took out of their time. They sacrificed their time. They planned 4 days worth of meals for us. And they gave us food. And because my wife was getting really tired of my cooking. cheese quesadillas, hot dogs. No, I'm just kidding. Well, not on the cheese quesadillas. I was kidding on the hot dogs, but I do cook a lot of quesadillas. I love cheese. So, anyways. And I love tortillas. I could eat them plain. No, but they sacrificed their time. We were in a time of need. And they sacrificed themselves, their time with their family, their time. Planning a meal's hard, just on a day-to-day basis. It's rough coming up with a plan, cooking it, cleaning it. It takes a long time. And they have several kids. And they took out of that time to drive 45 minutes up to our place and give us food. And they sacrificed. You know that me giving myself to the Lord and sacrificing, you know how great of a blessing you could be to somebody? What that does for people, man, it's just amazing. And so tonight, after all that God's done for me, I ought to be motivated to love Him. I mean, it ought to be my honor to love the Lord. And let me ask myself the question, do I love the Lord? Am I loving the Lord? Am I giving Him my time? You know, in prayer and spending time in His Word, that's first. That's fundamental. We need it. You don't get to know somebody. You can't relate to somebody if you don't get to know that somebody. We've got to spend time with the Lord to know Him. Give Him our abilities, our talents, our children, our possessions, everything. Say, God, You can have it all. God, use it how You want it to be used. Because saying I love You but not obeying, it's not love. And one thing that we need to know about love is love acts. Love does. It doesn't just say. Let your walk talk louder than your talk talks. Okay? Is that an argue thing? Or is it? No, it's not. It's talk, talk, talk. Never mind. But our walk, it's not a, you know, say we love God, but then, you know, all we do is, you know, yeah, we come to church and we sit in the pew, we hear the message, but then we never apply it. We never obey God in our day-to-day life. That's not love. Love obeys. Love gives. Are we giving?